Okay, say it again.
Welcome to Spooner Talk, a show where Spooners get together and talk to each other. So all of you fans of Spooners, you don't have to miss out anymore on all our zany discussions.
That's right.
Tonight's special guest is Sleeping Leia Spooner.
That's right. She has no appearances in the show, except in person.
And we'll be talking about living spaces and our ideas about design for living and just random stuff. So, hope you enjoy.
Yay!
Domes that branch in tree-like branches, and then you feel excited. There would be a sense of exploration and wonder in your home. Whereas with squares, it's like you almost always know.
So like vaulted.
Where things are.
So you think you like vaulted rooms.
You can just see a house
McDonald's
from the outside
playgrounds.
And you know what it is. Yeah. There's no sense of specialness when there's no sense of specialness in the design, right? If everything's square, you know, and everything's about the same size, then there's no sense of my place. For example, your room isn't necessarily relationally or symbolically special. Or even mathematically special. It's just another box they stuck on there. So, obviously that takes a lot of thought, but at the very least, I think we could use more interesting shapes and, you know, how we do this. How we do everything.
Yeah, well, you don't have to think very hard about it if you have a computer do it.
Yeah, and you know,
you have AIs rebuild your house depending on your behavior.
Redesign it. You design every building based on.
But I think you then really have to think, because right now what people thought about when they built this house was, what's the cheapest way we can build a big space? You know, and then maybe they thought some about bathrooms being close to kitchens and some basic things like that, right? But they didn't really go all the way back into what do people value? Let's build a house based around the human as like a complete creature. You know? So a human needs connection, needs family, needs to welcome strangers, there's coming and going, there's sleeping, and there's
this house was built back to a family's function, not an individual's nature, right? Because they have living spaces, and they have, like, the kitchen is in a place where you can see the kids go outside, and there's a structure to the flow of a general family, so people have privacy and public gathering, and that's all pre-wrecked. But you're right, it doesn't go back to what is the nature of humans.
Yeah, or even, you know, because
it's not going to get
there should be silent. There should be solitary places in a home.
Sure.
Which are...
What's that?
Vines are like that.
There's very few solitary places in the design of the home. There's a bedroom.
You mean like alcoves?
But I'm saying there should be even like an alcove for one person. Designed for one person's meditation or reading. You know, right? And so they have... That should be in the building itself. That should be part of the building. And then there should also be together places. You know, there should be both of those things. Otherwise, what you have is chairs for reading in the together places, no chairs in the bedroom. Really want both, right? Or at least you want the feeling that that's appropriate. You want, you know, it should mesh well with the whole design.
Well, Susie actually had set up her nest in her bedroom at that one point, right? You had the windowed corner with the little nest room with the books around the outside and the art.
Yeah,
I think that's a really cool idea, but I think that should be a thing, you know? Like, bedrooms should have little alcoves that are for the person.
Okay, what if you make it fractal? So you have, like, the big gathering spaces, right? And then you have... So we're thinking multifamily. So you have a big gathering space, and then you have family spaces, and then you have individual spaces, right? And then each one would be contained?
Isn't that super simple?
Yeah. I'm sure you could.
Individual
find
spaces
a way,
inside the family space.
I think
space.
The biggest thing about nature
the
is that
the walls
you see
have little alcoves on them that you can put things in.
Is that
storage.
It's growable. So, right now, if you want to grow the house, it's difficult, not only because of all the laws, but also because the structure isn't really conducive. But if you made things in domes, the dome is so resilient as a structure, you can knock out any wall, and you can just act with it. So, that's a cool thing about this. Thinking about, hey, I want to make this growable, and you say, well, if it's growable, now I want the structural integrity to be resilient enough at any point. If I want to build on top of a dome, it's strong enough, I can do that. I can put another dome on top.
Have you seen Hagia Sophia, the cathedral in Istanbul?
Yeah.
It's like very much like that. They have a bunch of domes on top of domes.
Yeah. It's very, very cool concept.
It's dinner time.
Hey, eating is a thing.
All right.
Okay, we should do it on the ground.
Thanks for joining us in Spooner Talk. Until next time,
We've been the Spooners, and we're...
We're still the Spooners. Well, we will continue being the Spooners.
That's right. Until next time, we will be the Spooners.
Yes.
We're supposed to not use the to-be verb, though, right? Supposed to... We feel like the Spooners?
Are we supposing to not need to...
Don't use to-be. Spooner talk.
In conclusion... Okay. See you later.